Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
She's a fashion blogger, model, and entrepreneur.
She's amazing.
The latest tips on fashion, beauty, wellness, travel, and her lifestyle. And now, here's the founder and creator of Not Basic Blonde, Olasha.
Hi loves, welcome back to another episode of Not Basic Blonde podcast. Today I have very interesting guest, King James Worthy, and we will be discussing so many interesting topics. So my guest is 3 times Grammy nominated multi-platinum artist, King James Worthy, and we'll be talking about on how he worked with legends like Whitney Houston and other legends in music industry. We'll be discussing business and the latest news in the music industry. James Worthy is a world-renowned and award-winning music artist, producer, songwriter, and certified audio engineer. At present, he has successfully managed to sell an incredible 50 million records worldwide. Furthermore, James is a Grammy-awarded multi-platinum producer. He is recognized for having played a big role on projects of superstars such as Whitney Houston, T-Pain, Bobby Brown, Jaden Smith, Justin Bieber, Future, Dr. Dre, and other several legends. James owns a huge companies like Three Kingdom and has worked with huge companies like English Premier League. As a musician, James is an iTunes number one charting artist and Shazam number one charting artist as well. He's also a top 10 Billboard charting artist. James is also a well-respected TV personality who has been featured on Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta, BET, From the Bottom Up, Chris Lee Knows Best, Access Hollywood, Growing Up, Hip Hop Atlanta, and ABC News, and more. Moreover, he is verified on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and other social media platforms under King James Worthy and has millions of followers on social media. At this time of writing, James has 1 million followers on Instagram alone. So today, James will be giving incredible advice on how to become the best of the best in business or in music industry, or if you're an aspiring artist and you would like to promote yourself and you don't know where to start. And he will be just giving the incredible life advice as well on business, relationships, and networking. So it's a very interesting episode, guys. Make sure to tune in and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts. Hi, James. So glad to have you on my podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Working as always.
Nice. And where are you based? You based in Atlanta?
Yes. Yes, I'm based in Atlanta. You know, I'm always moving around, but, you know, my studio is in Atlanta. You know, everything is in Atlanta now.
Amazing. You became such a successful artist. And what was your secret? How did you become so successful?
Oh, wow. That's a long answer. But just to sum it up, I started off in the industry as a producer and a songwriter. So I've had a chance to work with tons of mainstream artists, independent artists. So that's kind of how I got my foot in the door. You know, just doing different projects, whether it was for a major label or for independent labels. And then, you know, as time went on, I wanted to make my own music. And by then I kind of understood what it took to, you know, make records and make them sound great, how to push them, cultivate a fan base, which I've already been doing for a long time. But I've just kind of used everything that I've been learning to implement it into my solo career.
Wow, love it. And you worked with legends like Justin Bieber, Whitney Houston, and all the other famous artists. Yeah. How did it happen?
A little bit of everything, to be honest. Like, a little bit of right place at the right time, a little bit of luck, a lot of relationships. Just one thing about me, I love building relationships with people. So, making sure that I build a good rapport with them, I'm comfortable with them, they're comfortable with me, and we just have a great working relationship and a friendship at the same time. So, even working with Whitney Houston, rest in peace to Whitney, rest in peace to Bobby Jr. Like, these are all people that I've been close to for a very, very long time with the Browns and the Houston. So yeah, it was just kind of like that, just making good relationships.
Yeah, building relationships is a key to every business. And if you have the skill of building a great network and great relationships, you can become successful just with that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what do you mainly do? Did you write the songs for them, or you produced the music, or what was the main role?
With Bobby Jr., we pretty much grew up together. So, as young teenagers coming in the music industry, he was trying to find himself as an artist and, not be under his father's shadow. So I was kind of the person who, for lack of better words, put him under my wing musically to kind of show him, okay, this is kind of what fits you. This is your style, it's your lane. And we helped each other musically to grow. And with Whitney, it was just more of a thing of she's always seen me around. She's seen me work with Bobby. She's seen me work with her husband, his dad. So, it just kind of grew into a family thing. And we all just worked on different things together.
Wow, that's incredible. And how do you say, like, for the artists nowadays, do they have to have some kind of background to start with, or any talents? I mean, now is technology, anybody can sing if you can promote yourself and sell the songs. But do you have to have some kind of base skills or talents to be an artist, successful artist?
No, that's a good question. Nowadays people always say, this person isn't that talented, or they don't sound that great, and blah blah blah. But they may have a great social media following, or they may have backing, or whatever the case is. So it really just depends on your situation. Like, you may be a talented artist who can really sing, who can really rap, et cetera, but you may not have the resources. You may not have the backing to really push your music to where it needs to be pushed. So, you might be under the radar versus someone who may have less talent. They just have probably better relationships or resources. So it really just comes down to who's behind you and what you have to really push your music out there.
Yeah, so true. I absolutely agree with you. And as far as now, what are the main projects you're working on, or which do you have any projects in the works?
Yes, I have a lot of projects in the works. So, I'm really, really excited about this new EP that I'm getting ready to release, top of 2023. Myself and Big Gip of the Goody Mob, legendary rap group, and the name of the EP is called Gippin' Worthy. So, pretty much, it's a 5-song EP. We have a guest appearance from 112 on there. So, it's a really, really dope project. More of a different sound for me and for Gip. This is the first time I've ever done a collab EP with another artist before as well. So, different territory for both of us. So, I'm really, really excited to release that and see what the reaction would be.
That's incredible. Sounds so exciting. Happy for you guys.
Appreciate that. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really, really excited about that. Also, too, I got a couple other singles that's going to be dropping throughout the year with other artists. I'm working on my documentary, a 2-part documentary. About my life and my career, from where I started to where I am now and where I'm going. And, just a lot more business ventures coming along in the way as well.
I love to watch documentaries. Those are very interesting, always, especially about some successful people and how they started and how far they came. And it's just incredible. Do you have a team, or how do you kind of like recreate it from the beginning, or your pictures, or you actually doing like some video props, like, when they hire actors to kind of to replay those parts of your life in
Yeah,
the
yeah.
past?
Well, for this one, it's just mainly me. I'm not gonna have anybody playing me. It's just more so I just want people to kind of hear the story from front to back from me. And of course I'll have testimonials from other people that I've dealt with, throughout my career and, family stuff and blah blah blah. So it'll definitely be very personable when you watch it.
Love it. And from your experience and you coming so far with your success, what's the best way to promote yourself for an artist or entrepreneur or just anyone in industry, like entertainment industry or just in any industry, I guess?
I always tell people that's not usually a one answer kind of thing because, everybody's different and everybody does things differently. Everybody has a different audience or a different fan base. So, you just have to figure out what people like from you first. And then once you kind of figure that out and understand what people are in the world, because they could be in the US, they could be in Europe, Australia, wherever you are, they're spread out everywhere, especially through social media. So once you kind of get a grasp of where people are, where people are listening to you at or watching you and what they like from you, then you can kind of build a portfolio of, okay, this is the type of content that I need to be making. Maybe this style of music works best for me. Still be creative, but still keep those other people in mind as far as what they like from you. Always keep content like in your vault. Because you never know when you're going to need it. So whether it's pictures, whether it's videos, whether it's music, whether it's graphics, whatever it is, just have it on deck because you can never have enough content.
Yeah, I love this advice. Basically, you're saying that it's great to know your audience, and you kind of, in order to promote yourself fully and the more, I mean, effectively, you have to know the audience, the target audience, and then it's easier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and also having and like kind of an archive folder with content and with, like you said, pictures, it helps. I always have archive too. Sometimes I even post pictures from like last year, but
Yeah, look,
otherwise,
if it works, it works, you know?
yeah, right. And what's the best business advice you ever received in your life?
I would probably say it was really simple, but it stuck with me. And basically, it was there's always someone out there better than you. So you can't always have the mindset of trying to compete with every other person. You always want to compete with yourself. And by even that, it's not that you're second guessing yourself or you're contemplating on what you're creating. It's just more so of, everybody isn't your competition, and everybody else probably isn't going to do what you're going to do, right? So if you're always going to have that mindset, just be creative in your own world, and if people love it, they love it. If they don't, they don't. But you just can't think about what everybody else is doing, because once you do that, you start mimicking, you start copying and doing all these different things, and then it's not authentic anymore.
Yeah, that's amazing advice because my brand is all about being you, being yourself, never basic. And I always kind of promote that on my channels as well, that just be you, be yourself, don't be afraid to stand out and always compete with better version of you, not
Yeah.
someone else. And like just be inspired by better version of yourself and try to kind of develop yourself better and better every day. That's how you get better at what you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The biggest thing for me is you have to inspire yourself. It's not, see, I don't really rely on other people to inspire me. I usually try to inspire myself on what I like. Versus, what other people tell me or what they would like me to do, blah, 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 which is great. I admire who I admire, but, I always try to inspire what makes me happy and what gives me motivation, versus leaning on other people.
And in music, you have to be always inspired because you have to create new tracks, you have to create new content, and something new and exciting all the time, and you have to get your inspiration from somewhere all the time too. But
Yeah.
do you have moments when you feel down, and what helps you to bring yourself up? Like, how do you, I guess, what inspires you? But you kind of mentioned, but I guess what helps you, yeah, to bring yourself up?
Sometimes I just have to remember who I am, and I have to remember my capabilities, and remember that not everybody is going to accept not only me but my work or my art. So I can't always do it for other people. I have to do it for me first. So those are the things that I have to remember. And once I get back to that place, which I'm rarely not in that place, but if I'm not, I just have to remember the simple things, because the simple things matter. And once I do that, the sky's the limit.
I love how you said it. Everyone doesn't have to like you. I mean, you don't have to be liked by everyone. And it's okay. It's totally normal. We can't please everyone. And you still have to do what you do. And you still have your own fans that always, love you and support you. And
Yeah.
the others who don't, it's their own problem. Which
Absolutely.
brings me to the next question. How do you deal with haters?
Ooh. That's a good question. I mean, the easiest way to answer that would be ignore them. And it's easy to say, but hard at the same time. But you have to ignore them because, haters are like really people who actually love you, who actually spend time to watch you, listen to you, see what you're doing, all those different things. So it's kind of like more so just ignore it, but actually take it as flattery, because it could be another situation where nobody's looking at you or watching you at all. You know what I mean? So that's how I usually take it. And I just act like they don't exist.
Yeah, I feel like the haters, they do spend a lot of time to study everything you're doing, to
Yeah.
really taking their time out of their day to really concentrate on something. It's like
Yeah.
sometimes it makes me feel special because, if they took that much time to do that and to write something to me, and the person on the internet who they don't even know is probably makes me feel pretty important.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but everybody has haters. Everybody.
Yeah.
And especially the higher you go, the more you're gonna get.
Yeah, and they also say the higher you go, the it gets lonelier at the top. Do you feel the same way, or what?
Yeah, I mean, as my incline has been, I've definitely seen people drop off. People come in, people become haters, people become jealous and envy and all these different things because of what I've accomplished and what I was able to do and what I am doing. And, with me, anybody that knows me knows that I'm a very humble person. I'm a very laid back person. I try to uplift and inspire other people, maybe sometimes before even myself. I try to be. I try to give as much humility to other people as possible. And sometimes people just take that for granted, so they feel like they can say whatever, they can do whatever. And then, once you come to them with their same energy, now you become the bad guy and then they become the hater, which is crazy, but it happens.
Yeah, it's like people don't like the taste of their own medicine.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, when you really confront them, they starting, thinking you're the bad guy.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. What would you say is the biggest accomplishment in your career?
I mean, I'm so proud of all of my accomplishments and what I've been able to do. Not to, be cliche, nothing like that, but I'm just glad to be able to keep doing what I'm doing every day. Like, 'cause it's a hard game. It's a hard road. Anybody that says the music industry or the entertainment industry is a piece of cake or it's easy, they are sadly mistaken. It takes a lot to be in this game and to be consistent and to continue going no matter the obstacles. So I'm just happy that I've been able to overcome a lot of things and still be here thriving and still going like nothing has ever happened. But also too, I'm grateful to have Grammys. I'm grateful to have worked with such amazing artists. I'm grateful to have wonderful fans around the world and be able to do different business ventures and all these different things that make the James Worthy brand. So those are the things I'm proud of.
That's amazing. How many Grammys do you have?
I have two.
Wow, that's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love it. What do you think for music industry is happening now, and what is new coming for music industry?
The industry has changed so much throughout the years, in different aspects. Of course, streaming is a big one. Music consumption in the sense of music downloads, of course, streaming again. How songs are charted and accumulated now, and how songs are actually going platinum and gold, and all these different speculations that you have to have numbers wise to get recognized. And then also too, a big thing is ownership with artists is, the publishing game is a huge game. So, even contractually what's going on in the industry, things have changed. Contracts have changed. How people are getting signed has changed. Social media is a big part of that. Back in the day, it wasn't that. You really had to get out there and work and build that base. But nowadays, people are getting signed off of how many followers they have. So it's definitely a different game. I think musically right now, it's interesting because it's not kind of how the game used to be back in the day, to where like it was one song was considered one genre. Like nowadays, a song you really don't know what genre it is. It's just infuse of stuff in it, and it sounds good, but sometimes you really don't know how to place it. Like, is it really R&B? Is it really hip hop? Is it really dance pop? Like, what is it? So I think that's the cool part about it, because there's no boundaries.
Yeah, I like how they do fusion of the songs now, and it's like they insert some Arabic or some Mid Eastern music to the rap songs, and they kind of do like dance and house all together. I really love that part. And it is, like you said, it is so hard to actually categorize the song because you don't know which category it really belongs to because it has it all.
So that, I guess that can be a tough position to be in, but also it's actually a cool position because it's unique. It's not traditional, as they would say. So I think that's the cool part.
Yeah, I agree. And like you mentioned earlier, it's so tough to be in the music industry, and it's not easy industry to be in. What qualities helped you to stay on the top of the game in music industry and become the best of the best?
I think the biggest thing for me was consistency. It wasn't a thing of me trying to chase a hit or trying to be the most popular or be in the most popular vicinity of people and be in this studio and that studio and this clique and that group and blah, blah, blah. I never was into that. I was just more so like creating great music, quality music, working with great artists, and consistently doing that. But also too, with my own solo career as an artist, implementing the same thing. So, for the past 4 years, I've been consistent with releasing music, but in different aspects. So, a lot of people don't even realize I haven't even dropped the debut album yet. I've only released two EPs and singles. So I think right there has kind of gave people a different scope of what I can do. Because in the beginning, like as a producer and a songwriter, transitioning to an artist, some people may not get it, or they may not take you seriously because they're like, oh, he's just a producer and a songwriter. Like, what does he know about being an artist? But as consistent as I've been, I've shown people like, no, I'm a real artist. This is what I do. And people can hear the quality of it because I really put my time into crafting all of my music, from the production, from the writing to the recording to everything about it, of how it sounds. I really take that seriously.
I love that you said keyword is consistency. And in any business, consistency is a key to actually keeping up the good work and creating something and
Yeah.
going big. It
Yeah, it's important. It's important.
is, yeah. And for you, did you ever think you will be in this industry, or did you have a dream about being in this industry? How did it happen for you?
You know what? I always knew that I would be in entertainment at super young age. At first, I didn't know it would be music. I knew it would be something in entertainment, but I didn't know what it would be yet until actually I had a chance to meet my idol, which was Michael Jackson. I met him when I was 11 years old. So just having that experience, that was kind of like a once in a lifetime situation for me. So I'm like, okay, if I can meet my idol, I can do this. That was kind of the very beginning. And then, you know, as time went on, you know, I was always a music lover anyway, so I've always had different types of music in the house. You know, my mom and my dad played different styles of music, different genres. So some way, somehow, I was gonna be in it. You know, I was never gonna get away from it. And I always studied music too. So I remember, because I'm from New York, so I used to go to this record store in New York every weekend. I used to pick up an album that I never heard before and buy it and just read the credits and just read who did what, and you know, just start learning about, you know, the basics about music and about songwriting, about production. And you know, slowly but surely I started creating my own stuff, and that's how it came about.
Love it. And for those who are just starting out, like for aspiring artists, do you have any advice? What to do and what not to do?
Well, I would definitely say know who you want to be in the industry first, because you know, there's a lot of people who think they want to be in the industry, but once they get in, it's a whole different ball game. So you got to make a decision on, okay, this is what you really want to do. And then once you decide that, then understand what you want to do in this business, in the sense of, if you want to be an artist, understand what your niche is, understand what your sound is, understand what, you know, what is your it factor that people are going to buy into from seeing you as an artist. And then once you do that, it's everything is like a domino effect. So once you get one thing, and then the next thing comes, and the next thing comes, and the next thing comes. So you know, once you start getting all those things in your head, that's what starts building you as an artist and a brand. So, and also too, learn from those who are better than you. You know what I mean? Because there's always someone else that's gonna be better than you. So why not learn from other people who've done great things, learn from their triumphs, learn from their mistakes, and then not mimic it, but you know, just take account on what you should be doing or what you shouldn't be doing, and then you know, just keep climbing that ladder.
I love how you said it because sometimes people just start hating on others and others that are more successful than they are instead of just admiring their success and just by watching what they're doing and kind of they showing you the steps of what to do,
Yeah.
basically. So instead of hating on them, just admire and watch and learn. So these people are
Absolutely.
missing the most important point in this.
You know, and those types of things have been told to me for a long time. You know, you have to learn from other people that have already done it, or those who are better than you, so to speak. And you know, you always have to have confidence in yourself that you are great. But there's always someone else that could be greater. So, you know, that's the humility part that people kind of miss, is, you know, you have to have some type of humility to, because once you start getting that ego inside of things of, okay, I'm the best, nobody's better than me, blah blah blah, like that's when you're gonna go downhill.
Yeah, so true. I totally agree with you. And where can our listeners find you, your social handles, where they can download the music?
Yes. So you can follow me all social media at King James Worthy. You can find all my records, all my projects on all DSPs, all streaming platforms. Just search James Worthy. And yeah, stay tuned for all the new projects. Gipping Worthy is coming soon.
Nice, sounds exciting. Thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
That was all for today, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Not Basic Blonde podcast is available on all the major platforms with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. To support the show, tag NBB podcast on your Instagram stories and check out more behind the scenes on Instagram as well at notbasicblonde_ or NBB podcast. And if you haven't, subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.